And now a lesson in love. Brian Wolf is a Chicago marketing manager who likes sports. He calls himself an ordinary guy, and he thinks he's the kind of man a nice woman would like to get to know. Brian has tried the online dating scene, but with no luck. And so he has set up his very own dating website. It's called settleforbrian.com. I spoke with Brian earlier about his romantic philosophy.
Well, I think the theory behind the site is that in the end, everybody settles. There are no perfect relationships. I've laid out on my site my pros and cons. A woman can decide if I'm the kind of guy she'd want to settle for.
What are your pros?
Well, I'm tall. I have a good job. And all the words the baby got back.
Well, that's a huge pro.
Exactly.
Well, so what are the cons?
Well, the number one con that I put on there is that I don't want kids, which I know is a deal breaker for most women. So It's why I list it first. But in addition, I'm losing my hair. I have a big nose, big ears as well. Hopefully that gives a partial picture of some of my negative qualities.
So the idea is, hey, ladies, there's no Prince Charming out there. Settle for me instead.
Exactly. I mean, if a woman thinks that she's going to find a guy who looks like Brad Pitt, makes the big bucks, and has all these perfect qualities, you know, that's kind of a pipe dream. There's not a lot of those guys out there, and they're all pretty much already taken.
Well, why not go the traditional route, or I guess the traditional route for these days, and go to a dating website?
Yeah, I mean, I've used dating websites with varying success. I tried to use eHarmony, and I actually got rejected.
Rejected?
Yeah. So
how do you get rejected from a dating website?
I don't know, but I filled out the 200 question questionnaire that they have at the before you can sign up for their website, so they can decide who the right matches are for you. And when I hit the submit button, the site just said, "We're sorry, there's some people we just don't think we can find a match for." And the other interesting thing is, I guess I'm not the only person that's happened to, because I've gotten quite a few emails from people saying, "Wow, I thought I was the only one. I was rejected by eHarmony too." So I guess there's a lot of us out there. We need to start a support group.
So what has been the response to settleforbrian.com? Have you gotten dates?
Yeah, I have gone out with a few different women. One of them, I'm still dating, seeing where that's going. So I would definitely call it a rousing success.
Yeah, I'll say. And is she settling? Does she think she's settling?
I don't know if she thinks she's settling. That's a great question. I'll have to ask her.
All right. I have to note that on your website, you're selling T-shirts with your picture on it. And, you know, the cynic in me makes me think, well, is this just a marketing ploy? You are a marketer, after all.
I am a marketer. I can assure you that it's not a marketing ploy. And I'm selling very, very few T-shirts. It's a heartfelt effort to find the right woman.
How do you feel about the world knowing so much about you? Just anyone can log on to your website and see pictures of you and find out, you know, your pros and cons, who you are.
The hardest part was I didn't tell my family about it when I put the site up. And so that was a hard conversation to have with my mom.
What did your mom say?
You know, Madeline, nobody's mom likes to think that their child needs to be settled for.
Oh.
So, you know, she wanted me to put up like a Brian's mom section where she can talk about all the ways she thinks I'm selling myself short. But, you know, once I got past my family seeing it, then it's kind of like, you know, my friends just all thought it was really funny, and I've gotten so many supportive emails that it actually feels pretty good to be out there.
And hey, you got a girlfriend out of it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm dating her. I'm not going to go so far as to say that that we're boyfriend and girlfriend yet. But yes, it's definitely promising.
Does she know all the words to Baby Got Back?
Yeah, I haven't quizzed her yet.
Thanks a lot, Brian.
Thanks, Madeline.
And good luck out there.
I appreciate it. To get with them. So ladies, if the butt is round and you want a triple X throwdown,
dial 1-900-MIX-A-LOT and kick them nasty thoughts. Baby Got Back. Sir Mix-A-Lot, that was Brian Wolf of settleforbrian.com. His website says he's had more than 100,000 hits.